Life's getting better.
Time out, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened.
Seems like anything you would hear on a typical flight, but it was anything but typical for a JetBlue plane going from New York to Las Vegas had to be diverted to Texas. No diverting about it. Hardcore opinions on the steps of the Supreme Court. 9 Supreme Court justices will decide the fate of health care as it sits in this country right now. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, broadcasting from the East Coast, and happy to be with you in all those nooks and crannies and fabulous flyover states and living in this wonderful country that we have. Seeing democracy in action, I have to tell you, does definitely move me. Whether I agree with some of the things I saw or disagree with some of it, at least people are passionate. Give me passion. We started this show, and the first thing I would say is, why is it always about the lack of action and always reaction in Washington? You know what? We're all sick of it. We're sick of it, and that's why people are marching on Washington to let their voices be heard. Interesting day in the second day of oral arguments for those justices and the presentations both by the Solicitor General, who was abominable, and ultimately Democrats couldn't be happy with what they saw on display there, and the Republican, I'll say Republican lawyers and more conservative lawyers, who rallied hard and were able to see an opening. So now, if anything, there's definite doubt raised on what's going to happen with Obamacare. Because you definitely had protesters for and against that were all over the steps of the Supreme Court in the last couple of days, and will certainly be here once again on Wednesday. But at the same time, you could tell that there was certainly some doubt among the Supreme Court justices. You could see that light bulb was going off and what direction they may write their opinions. The wisdom months and months ago, the conventional wisdom, I'll say, just in looking at the politics or maybe some decisions perhaps in the past, you would say 5-4 because of the conservative makeup, even that alone, with the judges, with the justices. But now, I think when this thing started to unroll, there was also a prevailing thought that, okay, depending on constitutionality, just looking at the law, maybe 7-2 and it stays. But here's the thing. You had Justice Anthony Kennedy, for example, saying, can you create commerce in order to regulate it? And then you had the Solicitor General, bumblehead, Don Verrilli, who I think just dropped the ball, that said, that's not what's going on here. And, you know, we're not seeking to defend the law on that basis. And what's being regulated, and he kind of stumbled over that, is the method of financing health, the purchase of health care. And, you know, then you had Sam Alito, who said, do you think there's a market for burial services? And Verrilli was so off his game, he's like, for burial services, yes. And, you know, it kind of went back and forth like that. And we want to talk about burial services. They buried Verrilli. And I think buried this case. And what I think what we saw was a little glimpse of possibly what could happen. Like Alito said, you know, you can correct me if the figures are wrong, but it appears to me that the CBO is estimating that the average premium for a single insurance policy in the non-group market would be $5,800 in 2016. And went back and forth in a couple of directions, you know, like that, trying to define the Commerce Clause and what was necessary and proper. And it just seemed to me as though he had bungled it because he was trying to explain. And there's something about explaining too much, going back over and over and over and over and over and over again, and trying to get it straight what he was saying. But I think if anything, he muddied the waters. Let's put it that way. So this was the Democrats' shot with the individual health mandate, and I think it was blown badly. I do not have a crystal ball. I'm not Madame Cleo, so I cannot have you call an 800 number and have me say this is exactly what I predict will happen. But because I like to fancy myself as being in the business of predicting, I would have told you something perhaps a little bit different on Monday. Now, looking at what happened in this very meaty day on the individual mandate, not so sure it isn't 5-4. Not so sure Verrilli wasn't the main reason with the way he presented the arguments that at least the individual health mandate is thrown out. Now, whether the rest of the law survives, like pre-existing conditions and some other things that probably a lot of people would agree on, whether or not that is upheld and doesn't topple over with the mandate being ruled unconstitutional, I don't know. I have a feeling that the whole thing, you know, it's the baby in the bathwater. I have the feeling that the whole thing goes flying out the window, but it's too early to call that. Let's see what happens in the next day and ultimately what the prevailing thoughts are in this war over health care. What say you, America? Because definitely if you're listening to America Tonight, and we say it's about the buzz in your backyard, this has to be the buzz in your head, because I don't care if you're on Medicare or if you're on the other end of the spectrum or you can't afford insurance, you're looking for insurance, you have a big family, you have great insurance, or you think you have great insurance, it's something we all are touched by in some way. So I'm going to throw out the digits right at the top, 800-259-5791. Now let me tell you about what happened on this flight. Imagine you are on a plane. All you want to do is get to Vegas and gamble. You're going to cut loose. You've had a rough couple of weeks, and you save up. JetBlue has a good deal going. And you love JetBlue because you get the little screen in front of you and you can watch whatever you want to watch on the tube there. And it's a nice, comfortable ride. So everybody's kicking back. They're ready on this flight 191. And you're headed from JFK to Vegas. You have to make an emergency landing. And where of all places? Amarillo, Texas. Why? They said it's a medical situation. But what is the medical situation? The captain running up and down the aisle, screaming, "Say your prayers." His co-pilot locked him out of the cockpit. So the captain is being identified as Clayton Osborne, a flight captain out of Richmond Hills, Georgia. He was taken into custody when the flight landed. He had to be taken down by 7 to 8 guys on the plane, and he was ranting about Al-Qaeda and a possible bomb on board. And he screamed out about Afghanistan and Israel in the middle of what he was saying. And they just asked people to remain calm on the flight. And you had a former corrections officer who was going to a security conference in Vegas. Boy, he's got some opening lines to talk about. Who said that the captain tried to break into the cockpit after he was locked out. He was smashing on the door, and he struggled with the people who were trying to put him down. Ultimately, they were able to hold him down. They have this emergency landing I talked about in Amarillo and got him off, and we'll see, you know, what they say about this captain. But here we go. Within 3 weeks, first you have a flight attendant who gets hysterical. Now you have a captain. What is going on? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Safer to take trains than what's happening on planes. But trains, planes, automobiles. I made my way to the East Coast, Washington, D.C., to get the skinny on what's happening with your health care. The Supreme Court wrapping up the second day of oral arguments in certainly a landmark case against the president's health care overhaul. And I'll tell you what, I already mentioned this. What a beating this U.S. Solicitor General took. David Verrilli, he had just an awful, awful day. If he's a great lawyer, he was terrible in his arguments. He was not ready for some of these conservative justices, what they were going to bring at him in the case, which is mind-boggling to me, because if you have all this time to prepare for it, which he had to have a lot of time, why wasn't he able to do that? And if I were the person who decided, okay, he's the one who's got to go in there, boy, what a bungled job he did, and shouldn't be in that position. Well, on the other hand, it just means that there's a great chance that the individual mandate's going to get struck down. And this was, to me, the meatiest part of all 3 days. You know, the third day is certainly significant in the fact that Medicare is going to be talked about. And also the severability is also the first part of this. The arguments go from 10 to 11:30 is about severability, and then 1 to 2 p.m. is Medicaid. But I would say that the health care law as it stands is probably in trouble if I were just judging the argument from the day before. You can weigh in on this, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And a lot of you did by shooting me emails. In fact, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from David listening to us in Austin, Texas. Yo, Delaney. Individual mandate without a doubt. Listening to the audio from the Supreme Court, I think this thing falls. Don't know if the whole law is going to collapse under the weight of the mandate being sucked out and ruled unconstitutional, but I'd say it was a win for the majority who think that this sucker needs to go. What say you? Yeah, I'd say the fate of that individual mandate is absolutely hanging in the balance, and you know what that means. The so-called mandate would mean that everybody has to buy health insurance by 2014 or you'd get a penalty. The IRS would slap you with a penalty. Now, if the mandate is ruled unconstitutional, what happens with all the other sections of the law? And it's a tough question to answer, but I'd have to say that the entire law would have to be in danger because couldn't be upheld since that one piece would be taken out. Maybe not. I mean, maybe younger, up to 26 on parents' health care would stand, maybe pre-existing would stand, but you could tell by some of the answers, like Justice Kennedy, what he was saying, that the federal government is telling an individual that he has the obligation, he must act and purchase insurance, and that it threatens to change the relationship between the government and the individual in a very profound way. I think it's pretty telling what he said there, and John Roberts said if Congress could regulate health care in the name of commerce, all bets are off. And I think that there's no doubt in my mind that the Democrats putting this Solicitor General in the spot that he was in, he was ill-prepared for what he had to bring to court. You got to bring more than your A game when you face the Supreme Court. Let's face it. This is the highest court in the land, for goodness sake. He had to be on his game and then some, and he stumbled badly. And we know how this all came about. You had 26 states, all started with Florida, arguing that people can't be forced to buy insurance, a product that they may neither want nor need. The Justice Department saying that every American's going to need medical care at some point in their lives, and so individuals do not choose to participate in the health care market. How that is interpreted by those nine justices, boy, if you could be a fly on the wall. We won't know till the end of June, maybe not until the first couple days in July. All right, let's take some more from the mailbag. Here's another one. This comes to us from Anne, listening to us in the great state of Maine. She says, Kate, here in Maine, it's kind of a wild bunch. You do have your liberals, but you certainly have a conservative strain. Most of my crew thinks that health care needs to be completely an individual's decision, not an individual being told that they must have health care. Seems cockamamie to me, although I agree with you, let's pin it on insurance, because the insurance companies are the greedy SOBs that put us all in this position in the first place, but it seems to me like they get a pass. It does seem like they get a pass. Thanks for that note. Good note. It does seem like they get a pass, and that's perhaps the problem. And this never is something that you deal with until you deal with it. So it's this thing you have in your wallet, this healthcare coverage that you know is there, but what is your coverage? What are you getting? How much are you paying? And what happens if something happens to you that is more serious? How much will it cost you in the end? And, you know, that's the question. So should healthcare be, is health insurance be required? Or should it be that we get health coverage that we're paying for now that should be up to snuff? I think that's the problem with most people more than anything, that what we have, it works fine until you actually have to use it, and then it doesn't work so fine anymore. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Zany Amy. I like that, Zany Amy. He says, "Hello, America. Tonight, I have a question. Do you happen to see what happened with the Dodgers? Magic Johnson rides in on a so-called white horse. Could there be an ever popular or more popular man in L.A. and he gets to buy the Dodgers? How do you think he'll run the team?" Well, that's an interesting question. He's part of a group. They paid $2 billion. That just happened. It's the most ever paid for any sports franchise. Most ever, hands down. So this is one of the most historically, storied franchises in Major League Baseball. The judge still has to approve this, but they think the judge will approve it. It's been a nightmare under Frank McCourt, the real estate developer who had the ownership of the team and went through a nasty divorce with his wife. But look out if you live in L.A. I don't know that it's going to be smooth sailing, not because of Magic Johnson, but just because of this team untangling themselves from McCourt. But I'm sure the group must have looked at it and they've got to have some big plans for this. Have to have some big plans. So what they had to do was McCourt had to reschedule a settlement with his wife. He's got to pay his wife $131 million. Attorney fees alone for the McCourts, $35 million. Now that's an expensive divorce, isn't it? I think having Magic Johnson as the face of the Dodger franchise is not going to hurt, because he is iconic and he's loved in Los Angeles. So, and he's had great successes with his businesses, so this may be another one that he has great success with too. You got other properties around Dodger Stadium. They're probably thinking about other kinds of developments that they could put in there, or other things that they could develop, in other words. So this is a club that hasn't won a World Series, though, since 1988. So they've got some serious work to do. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts on whatever it is to americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you are in. 800-259-5791. What do you say? Get your hands off my health care or no? Please stay right where you are.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Cadabra, wake up, America. Throw in your two on healthcare, 800-259-5791. How you feeling? Get your hands off my healthcare or no, keep your hands right in the middle of it. I think we are split down the center when it comes to public opinion, I got to tell you. Jay is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How you doing, brother?
Just another night on the job.
I gotcha.
Well, personally, it's not going to affect me either way because I live in Tennessee. And Tennessee is exempt from Obamacare.
That's right. You've told us about that before.
But I think the government is overreaching big time. I mean, that's not what the government is meant to do. Okay? My opinion is less government, more people. If they really wanted to mandate something, how about erase the state lines, make it easier on these insurance companies instead of over-regulating the insurance companies, give them a little more freedom so they can bring down the costs and make it affordable for people. Erase state lines where pre-existing conditions can pool together and make costs come down that way. You know, if you got one state trying to take care of people with pre-existing conditions, the costs are going to be phenomenal because there's a no-win situation for the insurance company. You know, they are a business just like everybody else. They're out to make money. And if they're going to run in the red all the time, then they're not going to survive either. But as far as mandating individuals, there is no way that's going to be constitutional. And I've heard the arguments about car insurance. Well,
yeah.
First you have to force them to buy a car before you can force them to buy car insurance.
True. Well said.
Now, if the comparison was car insurance, then why do they sell policies that protect you against uninsured motorists? Everybody has insurance, you know?
Right. Why do they do that? Right. Exactly.
So the government's getting too big, too overreaching, and as far as the guy trying to defend Obamacare in there that was falling apart, anything this administration does, I'd hate to be a lawyer for this administration because how do you defend a mess? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, he was a wreck. He wrecked it. If there was any chance, you know, you when you think of lawyers and you think of them really having their act together and having a sharp tongue and knowing the rhetoric and the things to say and the responses, this guy, this Solicitor General, had no clue. He had the worst day of his life.
Well, so the reason I think it is because he didn't have a teleprompter.
But I'm bumped. No teleprompter. Can't do it. Thanks. You're great, Jay. Thanks. Yeah, you know, he made some great points there. And I say that all the time, that what should have happened before, and of course he's ultimately right. No profit, no health care. The problem is the overreaching, I wouldn't say the overreaching, but the grab bag of the insurance companies. And ultimately, that's been thrown back on too many of the consumers. So there should have been more choices to begin with. Then would we even be in this situation? And the answer is no. Because once again, when something could have been done, when something that made sense decades ago could have been put in play, it wasn't. So here we are at the crossroads of ridiculousness, and this is what continues to happen. This is what continues to happen again and again and again and again from day one when I started to do America Tonight. I see it over and over again. It's a wheel, and the wheel just keeps on turning over, over, and over in the same direction. It's very, very frustrating. And finally, really, it's being felt all over the place in all corners of this great nation. People have had enough in many different directions. And the great thing about that is people are paying attention and we're seeing democracy in action because they're reacting, talking about, not just on talk shows, but in everyday life. This is water cooler buzz is all of this opinion of what's happening, whether it's, oh man, do you believe that this is going on right now, this challenge? And what is this going to mean for my family, or whether it's the economy or whether it's gas prices? And let's be realistic about the kind of nation we are and how much gasoline we suck up. You know, we've talked about drilling again and again and again and again. Where are we headed? Where are we going in that direction? Why are we always a few ticks behind? Hey, speaking of being a few ticks behind, Newt Gingrich has replaced his campaign manager. He's laying off one-third of his staff, but he's saying he's going to continue to go after the presidential nomination. And he's not backing down off of his bid to grab the Republican ticket, even if numerically it comes up Mitt Romney again and again and again and again. No matter how you slice or dice this, the numbers are not there for Newt Gingrich. Michael Kruhl, who took over as his campaign manager in June of 2011, is leaving, and he's being replaced by a longtime Gingrich aide. So what difference that makes and where that's headed will be interesting to see, because it's really not headed anywhere other than Gingrich has 134 delegates. He's way behind Mitt Romney, who's got maybe 560 delegates. Santorum is 262. I keep telling you the magical number for the golden ticket is 1,144 delegates. And in a CNN ORC international poll that just was released on Tuesday, 6 out of 10 Republicans said Gingrich should just drop out of the race. 39% said Gingrich should not end his bid. But a majority of Republicans questioned in the survey say that the party's presidential nomination should be determined by the primaries and caucuses rather than at the convention in Tampa. The Democrats, on the other hand, love the fact that this continues to go on, because that means as long as the show keeps on going, there is no official candidate. Even though, yes, we keep saying, look at the numbers, it's got to be Mitt Romney. I just told you the numbers. It has to be him. But as long as everybody stays in this, then that means there's still all those stories. That still goes on and on and on and on and on until end of June, maybe beginning of July. Interesting timing, because it probably coincides with what the Supreme Court ruling is. In fact, could be one of those same days that both of those things become final. The Supreme Court decides whether the individual mandate, for example, is constitutional or unconstitutional, and the Republicans say, hey, guess what? No fooling. We weren't kidding you. Mitt Romney's the guy. But an interesting story that is floating around is who's on the undercard for Mitt Romney. And after all the attacking and the dogging of Romney by Rick Santorum, he says he's apparently, unless I was misreading some of the things that I saw, that he is open for a VP spot. He's not shooting down the notion. And his exact words were, I'll do whatever's necessary to help the country. I don't know. Do you think, can you bury the hatchet? Because that's just politics. You go for the jugular. I mean, Obama did it with Clinton. Do you think those two could do it? Because just a couple of days ago, Santorum called Romney the worst Republican to nominate against President Obama when health care policy is factored in. And, is he backing down off of that? He's already backed down off of a comment where he said Americans would be better off with Obama winning a second term than Romney being elected to the White House. I don't know. Would that stick in his craw? Do you think that makes him a good vice president possibility? I'll tell you what I think happens. If in fact, and I mean, it is what it is. It's going to be Romney. So Romney gets the nomination. Who do you think would be the perfect guy on the undercard? Since I'm giving a little sidebar here, just kind of spitballing it, I'm going to say a name that's come up, and we've said this name before, is probably Paul Ryan, because he's absolutely said that he would consider being the number two guy on a presidential ticket. He says it's not so much in his mind, but he would consider it. Would he be the guy to bridge the gap? You know, he's pretty prominent nationally. He's chairman of the House Budget Committee. He's certainly the point person for the Republican Party when it comes to anything to do with the economy, with debt and spending. He might have closed the door on a presidential bid, but on the VP slot, he hasn't said that. And I don't know, he would be an interesting guy to ride with Romney. Would that be more attractive to people who are not crazy about Romney? I'm not so sure about that. I mean, that's the question. How much does the undercard of the vice president really weigh into the decision to vote for somebody or not? All right, speaking of politics, we're going to talk to, for a few minutes, somebody I talked to today, Congressman John Yarmuth from Kentucky, who talked about the gridlock with me and a few other things when it comes to the upcoming campaign. That's next here on America Tonight.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
The big bad burning question as we emanate from the East Coast, spending some time in Washington, right there, a stone's throw away from the Supreme Court. Should health insurance be required? Well, we've talked about that for a long time on America Tonight. For years we've talked about it, and we saw what happened. Obamacare kicks in, and now ultimately, what is the Supreme Court going to decide? If you'd asked me Monday, I would have said maybe 7-2, because people were really convincing me. People that would call themselves conservative lawyers who were constitutional lawyers said they were worried, really saw the handwriting on the wall, thought that was what was going to happen. I'm not saying every lawyer, because I certainly didn't talk to every constitutional expert, but a handful. Let's say I talked to six. And I was surprised by that, to be honest. Then the individual mandate is part of the oral arguments in day two. And the Solicitor General gets an F for his performance. He was terrible, seemed unprepared, was tripping over himself, and didn't do the Democrats any favor, didn't do the administration any favor, and was absolutely spun around in 10 different circles. And if you could gauge what some of the justices were thinking, then you would ultimately say to yourself, if you had been in that courtroom, oh, this is going to be 5-4. Just like ultimately it was decided in the court of a public opinion, that probably goes right down the line of the ideology of the court. But no decision has been rendered. It won't be rendered until June. So there's going to be a lot of speculating for the next couple of months, certainly, to be sure. I had a chance to spend a little time with a congressman from Kentucky that I'd never spoken to before, Congressman John Yarmuth, and asked him why you can't break bread. He's a Democrat. Why you can't break bread with the Republicans? Why can't you cut out the gridlock? Why can't we seem to solve any of the problems, the huge problems with the economy and everything else that are going on in our backyards? Why can't you get it together on the Hill? And here's a snippet of that conversation. Gridlock in D.C. What happened to hanging out at Ebbets Grill with the guy who's way more conservative across the aisle from you and having a conversation? Is that just not possible anymore?
You know, I've had many conversations with my Republican colleagues, and we all say the same thing, that in a perfect world, we could sit down and resolve these differences and probably find some middle ground or common ground. The media world, the political world, makes it impossible to have the kind of conversations we'd have to come to some kind of a middle ground. And that's unfortunate, because everything we're dealing with right now, regardless of the topic, is very complicated, whether it's healthcare or energy or education or immigration reform, you name it. We don't know as a country to have the kind of thoughtful discussion that's needed to deal with complicated topics. And we better figure out.
No kidding. One last one.
Sure.
The presidential election coming up, you see what's happening with the Republicans. It looks like Mitt Romney, if you do the math, I was pretty good at math, or I am now anyway, so I think mathematically he gets the golden key in Tampa. What do you think happens in November? Do you think people still rally around this president, or do you think there's too many that are disenfranchised, or just figure, it's inevitable, I'm not going to go out and vote? What do you think happens?
No, I think there's going to be a very high turnout, a very high degree of interest in the election on both sides. If you look at the polling in individual states right now, it's very encouraging for the president when he's up 9 points in Virginia, and he's up in Ohio, and he's up in Pennsylvania, and he's up in Florida. If those patterns hold, there's no way he can lose re-election, even, no matter what the overall percentages are. So I'm very optimistic the president's going to be re-elected. I think it's going to be very, very difficult for Mitt Romney to move to the center. And, you know, he spent the last few months, along with his Republican counterparts, alienating significant segments of the women vote and the Latino vote. And I just don't know how he comes back from that.
Yeah, see, the drawn-out process with the primaries. Be better compact, I think, probably, on their side.
Yeah, and I think what's also happened is the conservative media that we have all bemoaned, all of us on the other side of the aisle and the spectrum have bemoaned, has actually moved the bar so much for these Republican candidates that they made it very difficult for them to appeal to a lot of the average Americans at the great middle, if there is such a thing. So I think in a very strange way, the right-wing media is basically made it impossible for Republican to win.
Congressman, thank you so much. Appreciate it. It was
great,
nice meeting
you.
All right, so how about that? He says, you know, that whole thing, we've had a lot of people call the show and say the very same thing, that you go too far to the right, you hang that hard right turn. What happens to the independents? What happens to the more moderate folks, which was originally, I think, the thought of Mitt Romney in the first place? But health care and Romney care in Massachusetts, I think that's worrisome, too. and what does the Supreme Court decide on the individual health mandate maybe plays a little bit into to that as well. Although if the Supreme Court upholds it and does this, and says it's constitutional, just says, you know, just gives it a pass basically, that could hurt the president. I think there is where he may get into a little bit of trouble versus any kind of a if it's a reversal, ultimately, what does that mean for the Republicans? Well, you would think a win, but if it's the other way and it's upheld, then I think enough people are furious that they perhaps really rally the troops and go out and vote. So even more people, and the people that the congressman just described there, say, forget it, who cares? I'm voting, I'm going, because they're so upset about what's happened with health care. By the way, 1 week before Wisconsin holds its Republican presidential primary, a new poll shows that Mitt Romney has an 8-point lead over Rick Santorum. That's according to a Marquette Law School poll that was released, showed 39% of the likely primary voters say they're backing Romney, the former Massachusetts governor. He's the front runner for the nomination. We already know that. We went over many of those delegates already. Hey, Mega Millions. Mega Millions was sky high. But guess what? Nobody claimed the jackpot. No winning numbers. So that means only one thing, that the lottery gets bigger. Matt Johnson is very interested in the lottery. Matt, what's the scoop? How big is it now?
It is up to a world record $476 million with the cash option of $341.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. $341. Free and clear, folks, you'd be part of that 1%.
You would.
You're not gonna, suddenly you wouldn't be interested in the debate as much.
Yeah, I don't think the whole healthcare argument, the
Who
election,
cares?
Anything would really matter at that point.
No. Your whole family's covered for life.
I wonder how many people I'm bringing to the Bahamas or wherever you're planning on going.
Absolutely. And you pay for everybody immediately goes to the Mayo Clinic. You get checked out, and you don't have to worry about it because you can afford it.
Get your Learjet ready.
Exactly.
Pick out your pilot. Hopefully he doesn't freak out.
Oh, that's crazy. That is such a huge amount of money. I bet a lot of people will be pooling their money. Well, we know what's happened before. Somebody's ended up in court with this. If, in fact, you chip in on tickets, just make sure everybody gets a copy of those tickets so that the person can't claim they also bought a few on the side. Great if they decide to buy a few on the side, but it can't be any of the tickets you have, so they got to copy
what
them.
What a sleazy, selfish person.
I know.
But honestly, if you win the lottery and you're splitting it with people, how much money do you really need?
And how can you jip them out of their money? That is like bad juju.
That's just horrible karma is what that is.
Yeah, you can't do that. So just a word to the wise, copy the tickets, then you don't have to worry about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.